You're listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.
We would always encourage people, especially now that the weather's starting to change, we're going to have more folks out later at night wandering around. And while we hope that those are always the good people who are out walking their dogs and taking advantage of the community, sometimes there are some suspicious ne'er-do-wells, you know, that come into our city. So we continue to push telling people turn those porch lights on, especially in this day and age, you know, with fluorescent lights. You're only using a few watts of actual power to get a whole lot of light out. We encourage, you know, front and back porch lights to be on at all hours of the of darkness. The you know, light continues to be the cheapest, most cost-effective crime deterrent that we can have in any community in the United States. So turn on the lights, and if you see something suspicious, see it, hear it, report it. And of course, we're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Those dispatchers are just waiting to take your phone calls and dispatch those officers. We would much rather go, you know, to 10 suspicious incidents that just turn out to be, you know, suspicious. We don't want to miss that one call where we got the burglar and nobody called, or nobody called because there wasn't enough light and they never even saw the burglar. So turn on the lights, be suspicious, give us a call. We're always here.
Sergeant Ludwig, if people don't want to turn their porch light on all night long, what's a good alternative?
I would say that the best alternative would be a motion detector. That's what I give people for as advice whenever they have been a victim of a burglary or some such crime, maybe somebody breaking in their backyard or snooping around. If you have a problem with having your lights on 24 hours a day, let's get motion lights out there because then you will know. By the activation of the motion light, that something's going on out back. It might catch your attention so you can run out and see what's going on. And a lot of times we've had good success with people getting a good look at somebody stuck in their backyard as that motion light kicked on and got the homeowner's attention.
I bet. Well, that's good advice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to The Rap Sheet with Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and special guest, Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig.